Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, all right, let's go to our guest.
You didn't jump on there.
Not threatened to sing again. Laura Boyer, who we might ask to sing, works with students and families, helping them navigate the educational and social aspects of high school and the college application process. Said process has been in the news a great deal this week, and not for the right
for the wrong reasons. Yeah.
Laura, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Thanks for jumping on and being with us. How, from the time that Ray and I went to school back in the late 60s, early 70s, how has the application process changed in applying for college?
Well, I think that overall, aside from the demographic surge, and the number of kids applying has risen drastically, with spots staying at the same number. Overall, just the buzz about label. And, you know, we live in a braggadocio culture, so the bigger the better. Where you can get faster with regardless of how you're getting there, I think has what's become front and center. So I think that's what's changed significantly.
And by the way, Laura's kind of a coach, in a sense, offers a number of services to kind of ease your transition or maybe increase your chances of getting into the college you want. BoyerEducation.com is her website, by the way. BoyerEducation.com. So, you know, what I found of late, maybe it was the same when I was, you know, applying. Do extracurricular activities, seems there's a lot of stress on that.
I think that what's happened is everything's sort of the race, you know. Kids are engaging in activities. They're not really sure why they're doing what they're doing.
Right.
They're checking the boxes. They want to get their trophy. We have a culture where it's really hard for many families, not all, to allow their kids to struggle a little bit and understand what maybe not immediate success feels like. And so they lose a sense of coping strategies. And we are in a space right now with advanced technology where anyone can Google anything. Do you remember back when we'd have to go to the encyclopedia and look something up with true grit and hard work?
Yes.
Now anyone, kids can Google, they have the answer right in front of them. And then very many times they're tired when they have to decide which article to read and they don't even read the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we say to a student, hey, you know, why are you playing soccer? You've been playing for 10 years. Many times all they can answer to me is, because it's fun, which
I think is a good answer.
A great answer. Yeah. Terrific. But we want to build kids who can go a little bit deeper and really understand that the reason why they're spending so much time doing it goes maybe a little bit beyond that. And it's not, yes, fun, but I have some deeper interests in other areas I haven't been able to explore yet because I've been rushing to practice every day.
Is the kid's biggest stress, Laura, now the process? Is it the SATs or the CSATs, I forget what the other thing is,
but
what's the biggest thing that high school seniors stress about now as they're thinking about what they're going to do for the next 4 years?
I
think many times it's because they're really unsure of what they're going to do, and that comes back to what we just discussed with extracurriculars. It's very challenging right now for kids to stick and evaluate themselves because the whole concept of the phone and texting has really removed a lot of this interpersonal connection, and their ability to communicate one-on-one and dig deep to become really self-actualized has been stunted. So when you think about what happens when you get to the college process, which, if I may add, the admissions platform is a perfect training ground for teens to be able to step into young adulthood. They, at that point, can take ownership of their identity, you know, through a series of experiences that require critical thinking, interpersonal development, things like self-evaluation. And so when we say to them, you know, why are you pressured? It's no wonder. If you don't have a good sense of who you are authentically because you feel like society's dictating something that you have to fit into, it's very overwhelming.
Hey, Laura, I'm on your website. And by the way, guys, it's BoyerEducation.com. And, you know, you have 9th and 10th grade, then you have 11th grade, so on and so forth. Should you really be thinking about this in, like, 9th grade?
No. So my package when I work with 9th and 10th graders is exactly what I'm talking to you about right now. It's teaching them a skill set of coping strategies, of advocacy, of awareness, of, you know, what you want is great at one level, but at the end of the day, what you want is irrelevant. It's what are you willing to put energy toward? And so that's what I really focus on with my 9th and 10th graders and helping them discern out of their activity list what they really are committed to from a genuine space, because then they are able to really learn who they are and give of themselves so much more effortlessly. And then once, you know, you have that rapport developed, then it is appropriate to begin all of the college, the actionable items in 11th grade.
How much do the high schools help in the process now?
I think high schools are, I definitely would always start with your high school.
Right.
They're there. You know, the challenge is that guidance counselors, we've heard this over the years, have a large caseload. They have multiple responsibilities. Yes. They're wearing many, many hats. So I would always say first go to your guidance office, your school counseling office, and then if you as a family decide you would like a little bit more individualized one-on-one help, then you would reach out to a consultant. But, you know, vet your consultant very carefully.
Yeah. I'm sure you're a good one. Look at the website. But Laura, I mean, the one thing you also, especially once you get to 12th grade, the senior year, I mean, the list here is incredible. How important, okay, you've got the grades, you need your, you know, GPA, but what are things like the essay? Is the essay that important? Do they actually read them?
Mm-hmm. I you know, I don't even call it an essay anymore. I call it a personal narrative. What we're trying to do with kids, or what I'm trying to do with students, is help them really figure out what their story is and who they are. And so, you know, colleges will read the essay or the narrative because they want to get a sense beyond grades
of who you
scores,
are,
who that student really is.
Yeah. Like my question was, what's your favorite time of day, as I recall?
What essay? I don't understand.
Well, when you apply, they usually ask you for some kind of essay. I don't know if it's to get a sample of how good a writer you are, how together you are, maybe to get, and as Laura just said, a sense of who you are.
Fortunately, they never did that at Middlesex Community, or I wouldn't even have gone there.
Oh, my gosh, you're so funny.
Well,
so, Laura, if people want to get in touch with you again, the website is the best idea.
Website, actually, my phone is a great contact, which is 860-682-0118.
682-0118. Great. Well, thank you for the insight. Certainly not everybody has their parents pay $250,000 to have them go to school.
No. So,
then again, you very well might by the end.
Exactly. By the end, you might. Thanks, Laura. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks for being on.
This is interesting. You know, I mean,
it's nerve-wracking.
Oh,
their kids
awful.
Are going crazy right now.
You know, and I love the parents who think it's hard on them. No, it's not. It's tough on the kids.
You're sitting there going to the mailbox every day, seeing if you got a fat letter or a skinny letter. Oh, yeah. It's 8:58.
I never got any letter. I got a call. Yeah, we take everybody. You're in.
Well, that's kind of the way it worked for me, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.